So what went through your mind when you got the call?
You know, it's basically, you know, here we go. You know, I got a chance, obviously way sooner than you know, we wanted. Once I saw Brian right there, I mean, he happened right in front of me. You know, I just knew that, you know, this football team was relying on me. You know, whether or not I've been in the last couple of weeks or not, this team was relying on me. And you know, guys around me played really good tonight.
How long did it take to get back into the groove? I know it's only 2 weeks, but how long does it take to get going again?
Yeah, it takes time. I mean, you know, that's a pretty complex defense, good front four, good defense, and you know, it takes time. I mean, I was a little rusty coming out of the shoot. You know, only throwing routes one time. I was on Tuesday, so but you know, like I said, there's no excuses. I got to come in and operate. We got to run the offense just like, you know, we installed all week, and you know, we do that for the most part, and guys play well. You know, big third downs at times, and you know, a lot of areas we need to clean up as well.
Did you ever catch yourself getting down the last 2 weeks and even Monday when Coach said he's sticking with Brian?
You know, I didn't. I knew I couldn't. One, because, you know, regardless if I was a starter or not, you know, still being a quarterback on this football team, you know, eyes are still on you. See how you respond. See how you react. So I tried to, you know, I was upbeat the entire time. Never let it bother me. You know, inside, you know, it just kind of lit a fire. You know, I just needed to get going. And you know, I knew I needed to stay hungry. You know, I couldn't take any days off. I still need to prepare. Still need to watch tape at night. You know, just in case, unfortunately, something happens like tonight. You know, it's, you know, like I said, I think I, you know, tried to handle it as well as I possibly could. I think, you know, for the most part, I did.
When you got in there in the huddle, did you say anything to the guys just to?
Yeah, but I don't know if you can write it. No, yeah, I would just say, hey, let's go. Let's do this. You know, it was early in the game, obviously, so I was like, let's do this. Let's go win a football game. And didn't have much time because we were rolling. You know, I don't think they went to TV. So, same, you know, same as always, just kind of even keel.
Was there kind of a turning point when you felt like you were starting to get it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the long drive we put together, you know, just getting in a rhythm. I think offensively we started running the ball extremely well. Offensive line creating holes for Willis, and he ran the ball well. And I think just got in a rhythm there and just kind of felt more in sync. You know, I think a couple throws, you know, the one to Jordan and Josh on the sideline, the long third down late in the game kind of stands out. But that was late. But I didn't really get in the rhythm, I guess, till the fourth quarter. But you know what I mean.
Touchdown pass to Josh. Could you just take us through that?
Yeah, you know, it was one-on-one coverage. I saw the safety was looking up number three on the, you know, to my right. And so I knew it was a one-on-one situation. Wanted to take a shot. You know, needed to stretch the field vertically. You need to take a shot on those guys. And I tried to just throw it in an area where I knew Josh could make a play on it. And I didn't actually see the end result. It was, you know, I got turned, you know, twisted up and on the ground. But after watching it, that was a heck of a catch. And you know, big play in this game. I mean, I think that was kind of a momentum thing for us, and you know, got the crowd fired up, and we kind of never looked back.
Is this the most satisfying win of your career?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so, just because, one, you know, this football team's played great for the last 2 weeks, and I think to come in and keep that train moving in the right direction. You know, we're a hungry, relentless football team. This team is, you know, out to prove something, and it's fun to come to work every single day with these guys because everybody means business, and we're a close-knit group. And so, you know, to win one like this on a Thursday night on national television, you know, it's big for that locker room. And so I would say, yeah, this is probably up there.
Brandon, you look really happy on the sidelines after TJ picked up that ball.
You could relax a little bit and kind of, you know, you could. Yeah, that was a huge play. I saw it coming. Whenever I saw TJ drop down, kind of low safety, when he picked it, I mean, that was a huge sigh of relief, you know, because, you know, again, that was kind of the icing on the cake. It was a big time play.
How did you and this team have been through a lot in 5 weeks? Does a night like tonight just kind of reinforce that, hey, we got to handle anything that comes our way?
Yeah, you know, adversity is a big thing in this league, and it's going to happen, whether it be, you know, you not play well for a half, or you may, you know, lose a guy to a twisted ankle, or it's such a adversity driven league. You got to respond. And again, that just shows the strength and the will of this football team. And so, yeah, it's only week five, but we've been through a lot of ups and downs, and except, again, I can't say it enough. I'm really excited for that locker room and this group of guys and the staff.
In terms of how your hand felt, how did it, and did you get banged pretty hard on the touchdown throw to Gordon?
Thumb felt great. No issues there. The touchdown throw to Jordan, no, I didn't get hit hard. I just got kind of spun up by my legs, and it was on the ground when he caught it, and I just heard the roar. So I knew something.
Following through onto the guy, though, did that happen on the touchdown pass?
Yeah, I think I came over his shoulder. I didn't hit my hand or hit anything else. I had a little strawberry on my elbow, but nothing bad.
Did you say anything to Hoyer? Did you see him talk to him?
I did. At halftime, I came in and asked to see how he was doing, and wish him luck and hope the best for him. I mean, he was playing great, man. He was playing outstanding and doing some great things for this offense, and you hate to see it. You hate to see it because he's, a teammate, a friend, and as well as he was playing, to help this team win. And so, try to be as positive with him as I could, and he was in there to celebrate when we won.
When was the last time you came off the bench?
It's actually Thursday night against Colorado, my redshirt sophomore year, and we wore black uniforms, which was kind of unique because of the brown tonight. I think came in at halftime. We ended up coming back to beat Colorado. Played pretty well for my first time, live bullets. It's kind of eerie, the similarities, I mean, especially the uniforms and the night.
Did you go through that in your mind at all?
I didn't. I didn't even do it until I got out of the shower, and I was thinking about it, and I saw Thursday on the program. But, no, I didn't think about it while I was out there until I got in here.
Brian, you said that Brian was celebrating with you guys afterwards. It's kind of cool that he kind of stuck around to celebrate with you guys when he probably easily could have gotten away with leaving early.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been in this league a long time. He's a pro. He knows how to handle his business. He's the ultimate, again, he's a team guy. He wanted to be there. And it says a lot about him, the character he has. You hate to see it. I can't really put it into words, just a tough situation.
What are the characteristics of the Buffalo defense that made them tough to deal with tonight?
I'm sorry, say it again.
The characteristics of the Buffalo defense that made them tough to deal with?
They give you various coverages. They put a lot of safeties over the top. They do some things to kind of bracket you down and cover you. In the secondary, they got a good group. And then, their front's really good. I think Mario Williams, he turns it on. He's a man-child. But Kyle Williams also. They got a good, solid front seven. I think their defense and their secondary does some things to try to confuse you. They're just a good all around defense.
Brandon, you said that you're still going to treat this like this is your team. Does tonight reassure you that moving forward you can keep everything going the way you want to?
That's the plan. Like I said on whatever day I talked to you guys, I think if you go about it any other way, you're doing a disservice to yourself and also this team and this organization. I'm going to approach it. I'm going to be one of the first guys in there tomorrow, and I'll probably have already watched the tape a couple of times by the time we meet with coaches, and that's just the way I've always done it. That doesn't change. That'll never change, and you just got to keep learning, keep getting better.